Another huge threat to our homeland is mis- and disinformation. One of my main concerns about disinformation is that foreign adversaries attempt to destabilize our elections by targeting people of color with disinformation campaigns. After it became clear that there was foreign meddling in our 2016 election, a newer trend that we saw in the 2020 election and already in the 2022 midterms is that disinformation is being heavily targeted at Spanish-speaking voters, sparking and fueling conspiracy theories.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Of course, our cybersecurity and infrastructure security agency has an entire effort focused on election security. A just recently constituted misinformation, disinformation governance board. So we're bringing, the goal is to bring the resources of the department together to address this threat. I just read a very interesting study that underscores the importance of the point that you make, the spread of mis and disinformation in minority communities specifically, and we are focused on that.
DHS Secretary Mayorkas, and just in the nick of time, DHS is set up. Are you ready? The Disinformation Governance Board. They are going to fight misinformation. Well, what is misinformation? Well, I can tell you right now, misinformation is...
war is peace. Freedom is slavery. Ignorance is strength.
That's what they say. That's right on the door of the Ministry of Truth in George Orwell's 1984, freedom is slavery. Ignorance, that's strength, right? There you go. War is peace. The building behind you that's burning is mostly peaceful. That's what they're creating. Their own Ministry of Truth. Ministry of Truth. We got a deep state organization called the Disinformation Governance Board now. Reminder. This is from the same party that brought us the Steele dossier. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the same party that had 50 deep state intelligence officials claimed that Hunter's laptop, Russian disinformation. So if I'm going to get this straight here, the Biden administration, which wouldn't be in power without disinformation, they're creating what we're going to pay for this, a taxpayer-funded department to fight disinformation. But wait, there's a lot more. There is a new czar, yeah, like Kamala on the border. We got a new czar that's going to combat this disinformation. Enter Nina Janowicz. 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 Welcome, Nina. She's a fellow at the Wilson Center. She's advised, also been a former advisor to the Ukraine Foreign Ministry. So I don't think she's involved in any globalism or any kind of big organizations, you know, Biden's new disinformation czar. And what did she say about the Steele dossier? Oh, she actually was a Steele dossier truther. She's a Hunter laptop denier. It's been a good week for free speech. It's been a bad week for Democrats. And immediately launching the governance board to fight misinformation. And this is how the fourth branch of government's working, right? They're going to keep control over our information. They can't have us going with free speech. Here's Congressman Jim Jordan talking to Secretary DHS Mayorkas on this new executive director that I just told you is a laptop denier. Huh?
Mr. Secretary, who's Nina Janowicz?
She is the newly appointed individual in our Office of Policy. in the Department of Homeland Security.
And she the new executive director of the disinformation? Is she the new executive director for Disinformation Governance Board?
She is the executive director for the Disinformation Governance
Board. And is this the same individual who said the dossier was real and the Hunter Biden laptop story was false? Is that the individual who's now running the Disinformation Governance Board?
I'm not familiar with those statements.
Been reported widely.
It has. 2 days after Elon Musk reached an agreement to buy Twitter, they announced the creation of a disinformation governance board.
The left loves free speech too, don't we?
The new board's going to focus primarily on misinformation related to Homeland Security, focused on irregular migration in Russia. What's irregular migration? Does that mean illegal immigration? I don't know with the words today, but that's what Zier stated in a release. Zier, we don't know who Zier is. What we're seeing happening right now, this is just another arm. This is an extension of government control. They're not hiding it. Obama was out a few days ago demanding that the government take a larger role in information. And if you want to talk George Orwell Ministry of Truth, boy, that's Barack Hussein Obama. And we know these search engines, these operations that have gone along with the government. Can you imagine that if you found out in 1978, 1988, 1998, by 2008, I don't know, was Snowden already out there letting us know what was going on? But knowing that the letter that your girlfriend, your wife, your boyfriend, your husband, your friend, somebody, a guy in jail that you know mailed you, well, I guess in jail, maybe they read the letters, but a private business deal that you were doing or something, and it arrived and you're like, this looks like it's been opened, right? You would be like, that's a crime. We used to think that way. Now with these interests of the government going along with these search engines, and, you know, Google and, you know, YouTube, all of them, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and even now, DuckDuckGo, that was the safe place to go. No, there's nowhere to even quack go to. None. Nowhere. They control it all. They control the information, man. They know that, and we've witnessed it. We're seeing it. And now what we're seeing with this government, what is it called here? The Disinformation Governance Board. What this is the way that they're going to organize all these tools that they put into place, man. And you know, you don't got to sit back and be a deep old thinker to see what's going down right now. The speech that in the future, this is their plan, their design, and we've already seen it play out. It's already here. Now we're having to fight back against it. It'll be defined by these government agencies. I mean, how's it not going to be that way? We know. Listen to what Mayorkas said here again.
Of course, our cybersecurity and infrastructure security agency has an entire effort focused on election security. A just recently constituted disinformation governance board. So we're bringing, the goal is to bring the resources of the department together to address this threat. I just read a very interesting study that underscores the importance of the point that you make, the spread of mis and disinformation in minority communities specifically, and we are focused on that.
Mm-hmm. They're focused. See what they're focused on? I had some confidence in the John Durham investigation. Of course, they're not going to focus into real crimes and real disinformation, or will they? They going to set this governance board up? Go after Hillary with her disinformation? Well, Durham has said there's evidence to support the theory that Hillary was, you know, of course, deflecting attention from the campaign and being defeated by Trump, that they actually did collude with Russia and the media to smear Trump with the Russia collusion hoax. There was a court filing a few days ago. Durham said the evidence in his probe of the Obama administration investigation is leading him to conclude Hillary operatives in her campaign formed a joint venture or conspiracy to undermine Trump. Now, he's given evidence that already showed that her campaign lawyer, Michael Sussman, and probably the reason they would, you know what, I really still know the whole house of cards doesn't fall down and a true investigation come of this. I think they would just intentionally create all the chaos that they've done so that the news of the day isn't what I'm talking about right here. The Washington Times reported that Durham has obtained evidence that undermines the last line of defense for her lawyer in the campaign and all of Fusion GPS and all of that. And they're trying to say it's all been protected by attorney-client privilege. So Durham is going through all these emails, hundreds, thousands, that show employees of Fusion GPS put out to the journalist and all the fake news, correct?
Noticias falsas.
Yeah, okay.
Поддельные новости.
Yeah, allegations against Trump, as we'll see. And again, this all should still be front page news. The election of 2020 should still be headline news. And it will be tomorrow at 4 o'clock as we have filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza on the show. Senator Ron Johnson up in Wisconsin, the ranking member of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. He told the Washington Times that Durham is exposing the Clinton campaign's political dirty tricks. He said, "We know for quite some time what happened here, and the indictments are proving not how only complicit the campaign of Clinton was, but they literally did this." Well, we've heard that from senators and congressmen and our own former Congressman Nunes and Trump, and we've heard it all. It's been laid out there. There's even been journalists that have even exposed more than any politician has been willing to actually state. And so far, nothing. My prediction is that he's probably not going to go inside a government after anybody. He'll end it up, wrap it up, and there'll be some fall guys and some fall gals and some fall zeers that will be go to jail. I mean, just kind of maybe like, you know, Richard Nixon never went behind bars, but I think Chuck Colson spent some time, right? Same concept. As we follow along, it used to be when a Hollywood star said they drink blood, we might say they're a Satanist, right? I don't know, has a Hollywood star ever publicly proclaimed that they drink blood? I don't think so. Until now, did I get your attention on that one? I'll tell you about it next.
The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Well, it looks like my rant of a few minutes ago.
Поддельные новости.
Could have been fake news. I was like, hey, Trump's going to take on Musk. They're capitalists. Why would Trump go over to Twitter and give him, you know, all that? You know, Agent Squires just said in my headphones here, he's picking up some activity possibly that Trump might be back on Twitter. We'll let you know as it goes down here. Well, I tell you, Elon Musk responded to the Disinformation Governance Board. He sent a tweet out. It just said, discomforting. One word says it all. Here's Sakatu Yasaki having to respond to the new czar of the Disinformation Governance Board. Her batting average isn't too good with the disinformation, right?
There's been some criticism of the person who's been chosen to oversee this board. She had previously called the Hunter Biden laptop a Trump campaign product, seeming to discredit its validity or validity of reporting surrounding that. How can you assuage concerns of people who are looking at this person who's been appointed to this position and wondering if she's going to be able to accurately judge misinformation now that a lot of that reporting has been proven to be factual in some ways?
Well, I don't have any comments on the laptop, but what I can tell you is that it sounds like the objective of the board is to prevent disinformation and misinformation from traveling around the country in a range of communities. I'm not sure who opposes that effort, and I don't know who this individual is, so I have no comments on it specifically.
Okay. Yeah, nobody knows who this person is. Even Mayorkas didn't know about her past comments. Psaki didn't know about her past comments. Squires went to his source. They're saying probably a false alarm there with Trump going over to Twitter. See how fast it can spread. He went on Truth Social today. That's what the big hubbub is about. So, yeah, reverse the reverse of my reversal.
Noticias falsas.
He's on True Social. See, I was right. Why would he compete with his competitor out there? Well, Joe Biden, I tell you, anybody can compete with this guy. Remember back in the day now, watch your History Channel. Well, when they used to show real history, but former Woodrow Wilson had a stroke and spent the last 16 months of his presidency. And he was basically down for the count. And his wife and doctor secretly ran the country. Jake on Twitter, thanks for that one right there. That's might be what we got going on now. Guys, this is kind of, no, this isn't kind of scary. This actually is. This is scary now. It's not funny. I'm going to play a little excerpt of Biden over the last couple days.
That will enhance our underlying effort to accommodate the Russian oligarchs and make sure we take their ill-begotten gains. We're going to accommodate them. We're going to seize their yachts, their luxury homes, and other ill-begotten gains.
And he goes into a freeze mode here when you don't hear anything. He's literally like short-circuited, like
of Putin's kleptocracy. Yeah. Kleptocracy and the guys who are the kleptocracies. But these are bad guys. Parenthetically, if you think about it, what was the reason why we led the world beginning around 1905, 6, and 7, and 8?
I don't know. When was your great-grandma born? 1908, 5, 6, 7, 9. That's weird. I don't know what he was referencing there. It was funny, man. His gas, basement boy gas, were funny. The mouth, the body, all of this that's connected, it's connected to a finger that can hit the launch button. That's scary, man.
I got into politics, involved in politics, because I think the greatest sin that anyone can commit is the abuse of power. Whatever that power is, the power of a teacher, the power of a doctor, the power of a leader. When someone who is relying on you, or you cannot, just the abuse of power.
Way not to abuse power. Mandating people out of their careers or livelihoods. Service members in the armed forces. Young, healthy people. Abuse of power. How dare.
Today, there are too many politicians trying to score political points, trying to ban books, even math books. Book burnings and banning books, all because it doesn't fit somebody's political agenda. American teachers have dedicated their lives to teaching our children and lifting them up. We got to stop making the target of the culture wars. That's where this is going.
All right. Listen to Grandpa Joe here tell all the parents across America that your kids aren't yours. No, they're the teachers. Listen.
You've heard me say it many times about our children, but it's true. They're all our children. And the reason you're the teachers of the year is because you recognize that. They're not somebody else's children. They're like yours when they're in the classroom.
Okay, Joe. There he is. There's the leader of the free world. I was telling you about the Hollywood star talking about her and her husband drinking blood. I'm sure there's somebody in Hollywood. I know when there's Sammy Davis Jr., wasn't he rumored to be in the occult or something? It's rampant in Hollywood, but no one's been this out with it. Megan Fox, she made her big thing with the Transformers. She's won 14 Choice Awards. She was on an ABC series, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, all of this. She's a sixth season of the Fox sitcom. New Girl ran in the 2000, around 17. So they out there know her, and Teen Choice Awards, that means a lot of young girls were heavily influenced, and dudes, very attractive. And now they're, you know, young adults and all of this. And January of this year, she gave a announcement that she's engaged to rapper Machine Gun Kelly. No, I don't know. I listen. I I love baseball, and the All-Star game, I hardly know any of them, so I'm not going to know what's really going on in this. I don't have to watch commercials anymore. So they put a video of the proposal out on Instagram, and it ended with a line, and then we drink each other's blood. And then so Glamour UK was interviewing her about this, about drinking blood. Listen to what she says here.
I guess drank each other's blood might mislead people, or like people are imagining us with like goblets and we're like Game of Thrones drinking each other's blood. It's just a few drops, but yes, we do consume each other's blood on occasion for ritual purposes only.
Ritual purposes only. Isn't that Satanism? That's what the rituals are. Just right out with it. That this is the age we live in. You say it's not a spiritual battle. How much blood there?
It is used for a reason, and it is controlled, where it's like, let's shed a few drops of blood and each drink it. He's much more haphazard and hectic and chaotic, where he's willing to just like cut his chest open with broken glass and be like, take my soul. Let me bleed on you.
That's funny. My fiance, rapper Machine Gun Kelly, cuts his chest with the broken glass and says, drink my soul? And there has been a procreation as well.
Noah started wearing dresses when Noah was about two. And I bought a bunch of books that sort of address these things, that address a full spectrum of like what this is. And some of the books are about, written by transgender children. Some of the books are just about how you can be a boy and wear a dress. Like, you can express yourself through your clothing however you want. That doesn't even have to have anything to do with your sexuality. So from the time they were very young, I've incorporated those things into their daily lives.
We went from Elvis shaking his hips is controversial to Hollywood. Outright Satanism. Outright. And my two-year-olds in dresses. I really wish I didn't have to talk about this next story, but it's child porn virtual film house was shut down in Sacramento. The most disturbing story that I'm going to talk about to date this year so far. What he did to these kids next.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. You're listening to the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
The new movie coming out here, I think it's May 2nd online, you can get it, is Dinesh D'Souza's 2,000 Mules. And man, it's getting rave reviews. And I can tell you for sure, I've watched all his other docudramas, and they're amazing. I mean, they are top. They're better than the streaming stuff today that you're seeing by far. It's a Hollywood production, man. Well, I don't even want to say that anymore. It's a top-notch production. There you go. That Dinesh D'Souza, he's going to be on the show at 4 tomorrow, and we're going to have the host of the California Rebel podcast, and you see him on Fox. Steve Hilton's going to be on the show at 5:30. We'll be talking about California. I had Terry Schilling from the American Principles Project on at 4 o'clock, and he's starting a family pack. And it's all families, Christian, Muslim, Jewish, Hindu, atheist, he said. He's like, man, I want to get everybody in. Everybody wants their kids to be protected. And he was really focusing about kids online and how vulnerable they are and how we need to protect them from that, right? Atheist, Hindu, Jewish, Muslim, Christian, they all want to protect their kids from the predators out there. And the podcast is up. You can hear it. It was the 4 o'clock hour today. With Terry Schilling there, savethefamily.app, savethefamily.app. And I think he's got a good movement going on. And they got top-notch productions. I saw one of the videos that he put together for that as well. And I'm just kind of talking here because I really don't want to get into this next story, but talking about protecting your kids. And every time I have Sheriff Mims on, we always end the conversation. I say, Sheriff, let's remind the parents, and she does, to be invasive. Make them mad. You have to. You're not going to go to bed at night and leave their bedroom window open with a sign outside going, 12-year-old girl flashing red sign, right? And you're not going to go to sleep peaceful, right? Well, the online world out there, it's like that. Before the World Wide Web, thanks, Al Gore. When your kids were home at night, I remember in high school and with my kids that you knew unless they were on the phone, there was nobody around them. They could be writing a letter to somebody and they'd have to mail it out the next day, or unless you heard on the window, somebody might come by, or the worst, they would sneak out or something. And that was it. And you knew when they were inside your house, they were safe. Well, you don't know that anymore. A Northern California man is facing charges that he coerced more than 80 minor children into making pornographic videos. Demetrius Carl Davis, 24, arrested by Sacramento County Sheriff's Office following an investigation that found media on his computers and cell phones that confirmed their suspicions. He posed online as a girl named Lizzie. He lured children ages 6 to 13 to perform sex acts with other children. And the sheriff's office spokesperson said, and with their own siblings.
I'm here at the Sacramento County Jail where the 24-year-old suspect Demetrius Davis is accused of directing more than 80 young children to produce child pornography in a case that the Sacramento County Sheriff's Office is calling devastating and heinous.
This is one of the worst I've heard. This 24-year-old man was believed to have been in contact with over 100 kids in the United States between late 2020 and December 2021. A search warrant at his house revealed numerous devices containing recordings of the sexual videos. Sheriff's office said at the time, we did not have enough evidence to arrest him on site, but we took all those electronics and then they got in and figured it out. And they realized they had 80 different victims. And additionally, around the world, 15 to 20 around the world, which they haven't even identified yet. And you got to know, I bet this dude over the years had multiple computer devices that got a hold of Hillary and found out how you clean them or something, got rid of them, right? That they don't even know about. Here's the state. Alabama, Arkansas, California, Connecticut, Florida, Georgia, Mississippi, Indiana, Massachusetts, Michigan, Nevada, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina, Ohio, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, and Wisconsin. Man, this is...
It would be hard to even paint the total picture of the devastation that this does to young victims.
Befriending and grooming young children before directing them to engage in sexual acts with other children.
On their siblings, other relatives, and other kids that they know, and film it, and then send that video to our suspect.
And we believe there are more victims out there.
We do.
Extremely devastating. These types of crimes, really, we see them live on through generation after generation. Something like this happens, you're really disrupting the development of a child, of their ability to be able to trust, see the world as a place that they can succeed in.
That's the Sacramento County Sheriff's Office and a psychologist there talking at the end. The devastation that this does. We're talking about 6-year-olds. And when you talk about the grooming aspect of this, and that's why all these laws that the left are coming out, with DeSantis in Florida and trying to protect the innocence of children. This guy, he's the major leagues of the child porn grooming. It's rookie ball when you're like, we're just going to tell them about what the two moms and the dads and why this, they always started out light. That's not light, but in today's society compared to this story, it's the early stages. And what is the early stage of? I'm just going to give it a real simple statement. It's the early stage of not protecting their innocence. And any adult that is against protecting the innocence of a child on most average American streets, and I don't care if the house is low income or if the house is a mansion, the parents on those streets across America, I don't care what poll says, I don't care what they're saying on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, MSNBC, Fox News, or Breitbart, we're all in agreement. We do not want anybody talking sexually to our children outside of 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th grade, some health classes where there's a healthy discussion about the basics, just the basics. I'm not opposed to that. Now, I would, in today's world, I would want to know what that school board approved that as being. You know what? As I'm sitting here saying this out loud, I don't trust any school board. Let's just don't even talk about it. Leave it up to the parents. Let's put it back to the parents. And you're going, well, you don't want health classes in high school? Not with the mindset of these school boards today. To agree with it, I would have to read it. And maybe after I read it, I'd be like, okay, that to me seems like a healthy discussion that all parents in America could say, okay, yeah, at a certain age, sure, go ahead. There's a lot of diseases today. There's a lot of pitfalls more than in the past. So, yeah, they need to be aware of X, Y, and Z. But not kindergartners and 5 and 6 and 7 and 8 year olds. And you see this demon here going after 6 year olds. So as Sheriff Mims always would end our interviews, maybe we missed one or two, but it seemed like to me almost every time I interviewed her, we talked about this. His parents, tonight, make them mad. You have the right. You have the right to go make them mad, because if you, and maybe you're like, oh, my child would never be involved with anything like that. That electronic device connected to the internet is an open window to the entire world, and you have no idea who is talking to your child.
The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Man, we've had a lot of action this week. City Council meeting downtown today. We'll talk more about the One Fresno housing plan. If you missed it, 3 o'clock hour, it's in detail right there. The podcast available at powertalk967.com. We'll talk about that. Also, will Mayor Dyer veto City Council getting into the real estate biz, buying the Tower Theater? Well, we'll have to follow up more on that again tomorrow as well. That Megan Fox story, the actress talking about her and her fiance with the drinking of blood, isn't that a hard one that they're just that out with it? She says it's in because it's in rituals. Yeah, she only does it in rituals. And we have the White House saying this.
What about Sally? Sally has two moms. I'm not sure if I'm a girl or a boy.
Don't parents have a right to have concern? I mean, we're talking specifically here about teaching about sex in kindergarten through third grade. I have to say, as a parent, I would have problems with that.
But the law's not about teaching sex education. It's about teaching about gender identity. And so what do you do if a parent or a kid, should I say, a kid in one of these elementary schools says, what about Sally? Sally has two moms. Or I'm not sure if I'm a girl or a boy. I mean, these are kids who are experiencing, these moments in their lives.
Yeah, well, I would say if you're asking about the two moms, you say ask your parents. Go ask your parents. And that perfectly segues into Trey McBride. You don't know him. Maybe you'll be hearing his name. Well, if you watch college football, you know him. He's Colorado State University tight end, the best tight end in college football, likely to be the first tight end off the draft board once it starts tomorrow. And great athlete, right? And listen to how they're covering this great athlete. they should be focusing on his, the main story, you know, is his athletic skills. But anyhow, listen to how the Today Show picked him out and went after us.
Trey McBride has all the attributes of a future NFL star. Size, skills, swagger.
Have you practiced in the mirror the whole, like, Trey McBride, Colorado State University?
No, not yet. I'm ready, though.
But at this weekend's NFL draft, he's poised to make history because Trey has something no NFL player before him has had. Same-sex parents.
I'm excited to see him just live his dream. I mean, when your kid comes to you when they're little and they say they want to be president, and you're like, okay, honey, that's great. I mean, he wanted to play in the NFL, and he's going to do it.
Trey is one of five children, born to his mother, Kate, and her longtime partner, Jen. They started their family in the mid-1990s, when two women having children together was rare.
I think getting pregnant with Bryce was a little bit different. They actually considered me a single mom. And I do remember telling my parents that I'm pregnant, and they said, why would you want to have a baby as a single woman? And I said, I'm not a single woman. I'm in a relationship.
Kate and Jen were at the forefront of growing change and understanding in America.
Ladies,
and the model of supportive parents.
Ladies, what's his football stats? It's a draft. You know, and here's the whole push, right, by the LGBTQIA, which just back in the day was just, I guess, the G part. It was the gay movement. But hadn't it been, we just want to be accepted? Well, if you just want to be accepted, and it was a mom and a dad, would they do this whole story about the number one pick tight end? They were married in Dayton, Ohio. They have been together for this long, and showed pictures of them walking and holding hands like they did in that coverage. No, so if you just want to be accepted, then just be normal. Go ahead. If it comes up, it comes up. But they're making such the push on this, right? Because, hey, it's free speech. They can do that, right? Right, Joy?
The left loves free speech too, don't we?
No, you don't. You don't. And why do you not? I played this every hour of the show. And the reason why, I always talk about the 2 a.m. teleprompter East Coast talking points that go out for all the liberals to wake up. And normally I'm talking about the big national shows. They seem to, follow the teleprompter. But these are local TV affiliate teleprompter readers. And this is all over Musk and Twitter. Oh, and by the way, Trump is out on Truth Social. Bam, he sent something out. Here we go. I love capitalism. But listen to these local TV teleprompter readers. Listen to what they're saying that freedom of speech is dangerous to our democracy. Do you think they all woke up with that just ringing in their head as they all went on their individual ways into the studio that morning as they're at Dunkin' Donuts saying hi to the guy they see every morning for the last 4 years? Do you think he said, hey, what do you think about this Twitter? So, well, I think it's a real dangerous to our democracy, and I'm going to get on TV and say it, right?
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
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 Can anybody figure it out how they all came up with the same statement like that? Can anybody?
You know, that's a really good point. I don't have a really firm answer for you on that.
Okay, well, get back with me there, Fauci. I can tell you they're all reading the same teleprompter, right? Hey, looking forward to tomorrow, the big movie, 2,000 Mules. It'll be out May 2nd. We're going to talk to the man himself, Dinesh D'Souza. Great filmmaker and good fighter, man. And whew, hey, thanks to Agent Squires. We'll do it. 3 o'clock. John Girardi, he's coming up next. I want you to so enjoy your Thursday night. Good evening.